Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Major institutional inflows into Ethereum ETFs are setting the stage for a transformative market. With $704 million pouring in on Wednesday and a three-day total of $2.2 billion, Ethereum's momentum is outpacing Bitcoin's modest inflows. This robust demand is pushing Ethereum, now trading at $4,605, ever closer to its historical highs. Analysts from Standard Chartered point to targets of $7,500 by year-end, and even a long-term outlook as high as $25,000. In parallel, the overall cryptocurrency market has surged to a record $4.2 trillion in capitalization, buoyed by rising prices in Bitcoin, which now trades at $119,678, and notable gains in altcoins like Solana and Cardano. Trading volumes have jumped over 25%, reflecting renewed investor enthusiasm. The energy in the market is reminiscent of the high-octane battles in Street Fighter II from the 90s, where every move was a quest for the high score. On the risk front, Bitcoin meme coin launchpad Odin.fun suffered a liquidity exploit that drained 58.2 BTC, roughly $7 million, forcing the platform to pause operations pending a comprehensive security audit. Conversely, crypto exchange Bullish made a roar on its NYSE debut, with its stock leaping from an initial offering of $37 to a peak of $118, then closing at $84, which propelled its market valuation to $12.2 billion. Corporate moves also continue to influence the cryptoverse. TeraWulf's shares jumped by 22% following the signing of two decade-long HPC colocation agreements valued at $3.7 billion, with Google backing the project by covering $1.8 billion in lease obligations and acquiring an 8% stake. Meanwhile, MetaMask is poised to unveil its new MMUSD stablecoin in partnership with Stripe, a move expected to empower its 100 million active users. Google's recent confirmation that non-custodial wallets remain exempt from new Play Store rules has further calmed market nerves. Cautionary tales persist as well. An Estonian banker's lost Ethereum wallet, now valued at over $1 billion, and the recent fraud charges against a crypto casino CEO serve as stark reminders of the risks inherent in this evolving space. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.